This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can, so you have the opportunity to hear from them firsthand. I endeavor to invite every candidate registered on the ballot to appear on the show. Most accept our invitations. Often the Democrats don't, but some do. Some of them just choose not to for whatever reason, but we invite them nonetheless. So each week between now and Election Day, we will try and bring you a candidate or two. If there's someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please email me. Let me know. We will invite them on the show. All that being said, joining us now is Stephanie Wise. She is a candidate for Sedgwick County Commission District 3, which is my county commission district. So I've got, you know, I got stake in this particular race. She was born and raised in Sedgwick County, attended Goddard Public Schools. She's a broker at Street Commercial and currently serves on the District 3 Citizens Advisory Board. That's all the bio stuff I could find. I need more bio on your website. Stephanie, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you, John. Glad to be here.
So let me ask you this. This is the same question I ask every candidate is, why are you running? Why bother to get into this nightmare? Because running for office, as I'm sure you've been at it for a while now, running for office is tough. Why are you running?
Yeah, well, you know, I saw an opportunity with a vacating seat. So with David Dennis not running,
yay!
It's a great opportunity for my generation to have a conservative voice on our commission. And so that is my goal, and that's why I'm running.
So I heard at a forum recently, I don't know which forum it was. You've attended a lot. You've been very active. I'll give you credit for that. That you told the group at this recent, or it was a fundraiser, I guess. It was a fundraiser or something. You said you were only going to run for one term. Is that true? You only want to run for one term?
One or two. I mean, I'll look, you know, a lot of this is going to be where God puts me and where the citizens want to have me. But my goal is not to be a career politician. So I want to come in, share my leadership, share my conservative values. And then, you know, I'm okay to let the next conservative person in. And I think that that's where we can find success in local government, is getting people in these seats that are in there for a time. And sometimes it's longer than others. And I don't judge anyone that spends longer. I just know personally, you know, I'm not looking to be a career politician. I just really want to serve my community well.
I know you've said publicly that you don't plan to quit your full-time job. The Sedgwick County Commission, I've always seen it as a full-time job in and of itself. Do you not consider it a full-time job?
I see and understand it as a full-time job. So I'm self-employed. I've always managed my time and my workload appropriately. And I do know that I'm making a great sacrifice by running for this position, to serve the county. And I know that it's going to affect my business. And so I have, what they don't ever capture when I say that is, I have been training someone for the past year to help carry my load. And because I don't plan to be here forever in politics, I do want to go back to my business. I love commercial real estate. I love representing small business owners. And so I have put the plans in place to do this. And I think I've put a great plan in place to do that. And county will take number one position, and it absolutely will have my full attention and understanding of its requirements.
I think that's smart. And you have to do that. You're right. And, yeah. and especially for $100,000 a year, I think I think that's the right, that needs to be the number one priority. I think that's smart. Yep. You told the Wichita Eagle that if elected, your focus would be on infrastructure and smart economic growth. How would you propose to accomplish that? What to you is the definition of smart economic growth? How would you focus on infrastructure?
Well, in my district specifically, in District 3, a lot of the cases that come to our Citizens Advisory Board is housing developments and growth in smaller cities like Colwich, Andale, Goddard, seeing a lot too. And they're really concerned about what the right growth plan is. And when we have a growth opportunity, that we have the infrastructure, do we have the water sources needed to put in the houses that are being proposed? Roads, we have to look at the roads. You know, I know Kellogg East or West Kellogg has been kind of teed up to have the growth for a while.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about the Northwest Expressway. So, I mean, what comes first and what's the responsible thing to do as far as continuing to grow the West Side in District 3, but also doing it not by force, but by natural and needed expansion?
You mentioned the Citizens Advisory Board. You mentioned the growth, and is particularly affordable housing. It's a major issue countywide. I serve on the City District Advisory Board out there. Jeff Blubaugh's,
yeah.
So I'm familiar with the District 4. Recently, the county denied an application for an affordable housing development in Goddard using state's RHID program. Mm-hmm. Had you been on the county commission, would you have denied that application? I mean, that was affordable housing in Goddard in the district. I'm curious what you would have done if, had you been on the commission with that particular vote, for
example. That's a loaded question.
I'm not all that familiar with the deal. I remember seeing it and thinking to myself, well, it's affordable housing. It's, you know, it was apartments, but it also had the options for duplexes. It had the option for single family homes. And I thought to myself, well, you know, is this a, we don't like the developer, or is this, we don't like affordable housing in Goddard?
Yeah. I mean, I think the question to that was, is that what that program is meant for? So we have star bonds out there that have not maybe come to their full success yet with development out in Goddard. And I know that those apartments would have helped with that. Maybe that wasn't the project that they saw the need of those apartments. I know that their big feedback to that specific project and that specific vote was that we have a lot of other developers in and around Wichita that are developing apartments, and they're not utilizing this additional funding or incentive.
The RHID, right.
So I think that was what their challenge was, is when the county was looking at the return, they saw a return that should be acceptable from a developer. And the developer wasn't seeing that return the same way. So that's a really tough one. And I'm from Goddard, so I would love to see the growth for affordable housing out there. And perhaps it's a different project that needs to happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.